Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 424. I am extra excited to share this episode with you today because you're going to get a chance to hear the story of a longtime client of ours. Her name is Shannon, how she made in 1 month $4,000 from a single post that she made on social media. Shannon is going to share with you the exact things that she did to help her turn one post into one of the best personal selling months that she had in a very long time in her business. And so inside of this episode, you're not only going to get inspired, but you're going to hear some really tactical things that Shannon did. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek. It really involves two specific skills that she's worked really hard on, and it's a credit to her that as a leader, she keeps working on developing her skill set, because what you'll hear in the interview is Shannon is somebody that's been in her company. She's a Sensei consultant. She's been in her company for 15 years and she's built a massive, massive business. But like most people in this profession, she's been on a roller coaster over the last couple of years. And so the reason why I admire Shannon so much, and I really do think that this is the measure of a great leader, it's not about just holding a rank and saying, I'm a leader, right? Because leaders, they're people that are out there doing the do every day. And Shannon is somebody that's constantly working on herself. She's one of the most engaged members in our Love, Serve, Grow program, even though she has a huge business and lots of other stuff going on. But in the beginning of this year, she learned two specific strategies that really helped her create this $4,000 month. The first one was transformational content. She's going to talk a little bit about the things she did differently in this post that helped her generate a lot of likes and comments on the post. And that was the key first step. And then the second thing that she learned the skill from us was authentic outreach. And she started conversations with all of the people that interacted on this post. And now the beautiful part about it was she wasn't even trying to sell in the post, but she was featuring this product that she had, creating a lot of curiosity. And then she talks about, here's exactly what I did in the conversations. And like I said, one post, $4,000 in sales. You know, we talk a lot on this show about really focusing on the quality of the actions that you take and how when you start really becoming more skilled at doing these basic things, the results that you can create from your efforts are so far greater. And Shannon is the perfect example of the 1-2 punch that we talk about today. Success on social media is transformational content, and then learning how to start conversations with the people that engage in a way that is conducive to helping you get the results you want. So she's going to teach you exactly what she did. So I can't wait for you to hear her story. You're going to get a ton of value out of this interview. So we'll kick it over there now. I'm shocked it's taken us this long to actually do this, if I'm honest, but I'm really excited to introduce all of you to Shannon Grant. So Shannon, thanks so much for hanging out with me today.
You're welcome.
So Shannon is in Sensei, and how long have you been with Sensei for?
15 years last month.
Wow. So 15 years. She has built a very big and a very successful business. And the reason why I asked her to join me today is because I think Shannon is the perfect example of how a leader's role changes over time in their business. You know, Shannon, we've talked a lot about when your business is in a season of drought, as it has been for most people, right? Big time decrease in volume, that at the end of the day, the only thing we can do is control what we do as a leader and the way we show up. And I think why I really respect and admire you is you are somebody, it's not that you don't want to help people and serve people, you do, but you recognize at some point there's only so much you can do. And what I've seen you do over the last year or so is really get refocused on how you can improve and how you can grow and how you can get better. And we were talking earlier and she's like, I'm excited about my business right now. And I just don't hear that much. You don't hear I'm excited about my business from leaders. And what's interesting is you said that even though your overall team volume is down, but your personal business is thriving. And so I want to talk to you about that. But can you just maybe take a moment and just kind of introduce yourself and just let everybody know a little bit who you are and kind of your business and how that's kind of transpired for you?
Yeah, I'm Shannon Grant. I've been in Cincy for 15 years. I like to call myself an accidental leader because I accidentally got into this, but I found that the passion that I have for serving others just really made a difference in my life. And I am an example of it really blessing a life where my kids have learned how to be little entrepreneurs. My team seems to really believe in themselves a lot more than they ever did. I'm very transparent. I have a wonderful, supportive husband, and I have four amazing kids. I love horses. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll see all the horse stuff. I have goldens and cats. But one thing about me that I think everybody knows is I always try and leave someone better off than when I first met them. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about serving someone.
Yeah. And so, Shannon, over the last year or so, talk about some of the things that you've seen in your business and in your team, and maybe some of the things that you've had to do differently as a leader to adapt and evolve to the current state of your business.
Well, I think within the last 15 years, there's been so many ebbs and flows. And in the beginning, and right now actually feels like the beginning, because even though we're 4 years out of like the craziness, people are still learning how to connect. It's almost like people forgot how to talk. People forgot how to like have parties and have get-togethers and have conversations. So one thing that I have learned is that I'm taking the basics and going back to the basics, but also embracing change of now we have social media. When I started 15 years ago, we didn't have all the social media. We didn't have all the posting and all the online, you know, avenues that you could go and acquire income. We had to actually connect and go to door or, you know, have home parties. So it's been a beautiful change with technology. But one thing that I've had to do is I've had to incorporate the two together by using things like Project Broadcast, by using things like scheduled posts, by actually kind of fishing, I guess you would call it, whenever you put a certain post out to be able to see what kind of problems people have. And then to be able to connect with them and have those transformational conversations like you've been teaching us on getting to know who they are, adding value to their life so that they do choose me, because they can just go online and if they want my product, they can get it anywhere. So they have to choose me. And that is something that's important, is I'm not selling myself. I'm actually showing them the benefits of being able to choose me as a consultant. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've wrapped up into a big, nice little package over the last 15 years, is to find out even when we went through the hard times, even whenever we're down, even whenever, you know, people are stagnant in their business. If you go back to serving people and adding value to people, your business will grow. You'll find new people, you'll find new teammates, you'll find new customers, you'll get referrals, and you'll have that excitement in your business. You just can't stop.
You know, I think the problem is, Shannon, that everybody says they want to serve, and they probably would get frustrated when they hear you saying, I serve. But the difference between you and them is you have people that are willing to do the work that you can serve, right? And I think that's where a leader's responsibility today is different. And what you've done is you've embraced the call of leadership, which is if your team's not doing anything, and it's not, I'm not saying that nobody on your team is doing anything, but if your business isn't growing, that's probably one of the reasons why you feel, why you're not excited, because you're not able to get that. And so you've stayed focused on finding new people, getting new customers, sponsoring people every single month. And that's the reason why you feel the way that you do today, right?
Exactly. And going back to what you were talking about why it feels like I'm going back to the beginning, is because we went through an area of hypergrowth and everybody was just, it was a buying market. People were just buying like crazy. Now people want to make money. And so when I'm identifying people who actually want to get the discount or want to make money, I'm pointing them in areas of like, okay, well, you've already got this person interested so they can see, oh, there is a need. There is a need for this. And so that's why it feels like it's the beginning, because people are hungry to be able to grow again. And that's why I feel like direct sales is getting ready to just pop off, like be really successful again. Mm.
Such a different perspective. I don't hear a lot of people talking the way that you're talking right now today. I talk this way all the time. about the opportunity that how people really are looking. But okay, so this is perfect. So here's what, this is the thing. This is why you're saying this. You understand it because you've been focused on developing your skills, right? So here's why I love Shannon. So she's been a longtime client of ours. She's been a personal coaching client of mine. You've been a student of ours. I mean, when, how long have you been a student of ours? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh. I watched you when you were in Periscope. So
yeah, you've been in every program we've ever gotten. You're, you know, and no matter what program we release, she's always one of the people that's sharing a success story because she's always implementing, she's learning, she's growing. But in the beginning of this year, I really was talking a lot about you because we released all this new training inside of Love, Serve, Grow, and we started teaching the authentic outreach, cross-sell, like these kind of new ways of having sales conversations. I don't forget it. Like you reached out to me. You're like, what should I do? I'm like, go into the new training. And you messaged me like less than a week later, and you sent me this screenshot. Tell, just explain what happened.
Well, the screenshot was the fact that I started having transformational conversations through.
You were using the authentic outreach scripts, right?
Yes. I was using the scripts, and there was a part where it talked about solving the problem and being the solution. And I put a post out there where I actually went live and showed a very short snippet of how one product has helped my family and helped me. But I didn't ask them to buy. I didn't ask them, you know, to host parties or anything. I just asked them a simple question if they had that same problem. And all these people commented.
What was the product?
It was a purifier.
An air purifier.
Yeah. Okay. And all these people started messaging me, and I found out if they had cats or if they had, you know, a smoker in the house, or why it was that they needed this particular product. They were basically selling me on selling them the product. Mm. Like, this is why I need it. And so after all those conversations of figuring out what would be the best bundle and save, what would be the best way to save them money on doing this, I had one of the biggest Januaries that I'd had. And it was just, it was unbelievable because all these people were like, oh, nobody's buying. I'm like, I'm not having that problem. And yeah. I think it's because of the conversations that I was having off of just that little snippet that I did of, you know, the post.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that a lot. No one's buying. And, you know, what I kind of want to say is, well, they're just not buying from you.
Right.
Because you're not saying what you need to say to get their attention. And you put a piece of transformational content out there. I'm just kind of curious because people might be thinking this. So it was an air purifier. What was the problem that you talked about that it helped solve? You remember what you said in the video?
I have two golden retrievers and I have three cats. And when I cleaned out the air purifier and showed them the filter and what it actually collected, people were just like, oh my gosh. Some people were like, I wouldn't have even gone live and shown that. I'm just like, no, it's really important for you guys to see this. And my dogs were in the background and it was just funny. It all came together really nicely because the cat walked across and the dogs were there. So they knew I wasn't lying. And most of the people I talked to did have some animals or a smoker in the house, or they were just really worried about keeping the air clean, wanting to know about HEPA filters and things like that.
So here's the thing. That's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you had the product, but you weren't pitching the product. You weren't trying to sell the product. You were sharing your own personal experience with the product.
Yes.
And look how much more engaging it was. Do you remember how many sales you made off of that one post?
I think I had a $4,000 month because I had posted about it and it didn't have that many likes or whatever. And so then I came home. I was like, look, I've had people messaging me about my posts. Well, let me just show it to you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, this is what it is. And that's whenever everybody just.
Yeah, I thought I remembered. I'd have to pull up our message, but I thought I remembered you saying it was like $1,500 or $1,600 worth of sales that you.
Yeah, ended up at the end of the month. I ended up having $4,000 in sales.
Wow.
Yeah. When I messaged you, I had just like talked to maybe because those things are $250. And there were people that were wanting to buy like two.
So the air purifier is $250.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's not a small, easy sale. Like, but so let's examine this for a second. So one post, one transformational post combined with the skills you've learned around having transformational conversations, which isn't, you know, because what most people in your company would have done is just go through the litany of features of the product and why it's so great and how it can help them. But you didn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. What did you do in those conversations? What were you really focusing on trying to do?
I got them to ask me the questions they wanted to know about it. So I didn't want to just give them a bunch of information like, oh, it has this many functions. It does this, 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 and this, because that's boring. I'm like, okay, what would you like to know? You know, what information can I give you to help you make your decision? Because people were just messaging me, tell me more, tell me more. So I just didn't want to keep screenshotting the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it personable and also customizable to that person.
Yeah.
So,
you know, so what is that, making it customizable? What does that look like for you? What does that mean?
Ask them how big their house was, how many animals they had, what kind of filters they'd used before, and what areas would they want them in, and why would they want them in those areas? You know, someone had a baby. I want one in the baby's room. I want one in my grandfather's room, you know? So I just really wanted to kind of picture their house and say, I don't think you need this many, but I think this many would do just fine.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you know, if you buy two, you can get one for this much. And they did it.
Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. Like, doing that in the context of what you just explained, it didn't even feel like you were selling them at that point. You're describing a transformational conversation, right? You were asking problem questions. Do you have pets? Do you have children? You're looking to identify the sources of the smell in their house. You're getting to know them. You're connecting with them. It's more of like a consultative process. And so when you make the recommendation, it doesn't trigger that sales resistance because you've taken the time to actually get to know them and understand their needs.
Exactly.
That's powerful. So one post with, you know, to your credit, like, you've worked really hard on being more transformational with your content. And so that skill of creating better content combined with your conversational skills, one post created a $4,000 a month for you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And if they didn't want to buy two, I'd say, well, do you think you have someone else who might want one? Because if you find one person, then you can get another one half off. And yeah, I mean, it was really nice. And then I told them I'd follow up with them at 3 months about the filters and things like that. And they're continuing to buy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about another strategy that I know that you've used, you learned in Love, Serve, Grow: cross-selling.
Yes.
And so this is actually, I'm really excited because we're going to be, at the time of us publishing this interview, we're going to be teaching cross-selling for the first time ever outside of Love, Serve, Grow in our new program, Transformed. And I'm sure we probably have a lot of people that are listening that have registered already, but we're going to teach you this strategy that Shannon and I are about to talk about. Talk a little bit about how cross-selling, so cross-selling, just to clarify for anybody that hasn't heard us talk about this yet, is when you sell additional products to existing customers, right? And so talk a little bit about how cross-selling has helped you in your business. And you've even actually used it in some unique ways, which I think are kind of cool and fun. So talk a little bit about that strategy and how that's helped you.
So one thing that I do is whenever I have an online party or maybe a home party or basket party, whatever you want to call it, when I get orders up, I will get people to give me their wish list. And then off of those products, I will be able to ask them, what problem would this solve if you had this product? And a lot of them will be like, oh my gosh, I've got teenagers, I've got cats, I've got dogs, you know, it would help me with the laundry, whatever it is. And I keep that form so that I can go back to it later to be able to ask them about additional products.
Like, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
Because what you just said is a genius thing to do. So any of you that are listening right now, if you're doing any kind of parties like online, in person. So you're pretty much just saying, here are the products we sell. Here's what they do. How would this help you? And you're just having them tell you what the exact selling points are for you to be able to follow up with them, right? Like, that's genius. That is such a great idea.
I found that, like, I did a home party last week, and instead of me sitting up there and showing them all the products, I would say, who's used this? And somebody would raise their hand. It's like, tell me why you like it. Can you tell us on, you know, why they need it?
Yeah.
And my customers were selling each other, well, what scent do you like? And what, because it's almost like, you know, going to the car dealership. When the guy comes out and tries to show you the car, you're like, okay, well, what does he want from me? But then somebody else comes over and they're just like, I've been looking at that car. It's so great. So to me, getting them to share and what problems that they have solved and how they use it really has helped me a lot.
Well, that's the key thing, is everybody that's listening recognizes the opportunity that there is. Like, if you think about your average customer who might be buying one or two, three products from you, maybe at most, think about all the other potential products you could sell them. And I'm sure you want to sell them more, but you haven't been successful. And so the thing that Shannon's talking about here, and this is what we teach, is that cross-selling is only really successful when you're presenting the additional products as solutions to a problem that the customer has. And I think this is the most important reason why we need to get to know our customers and know their unique challenges, because then it makes it just easier for us to do things like sell them additional products. And all of that is really good for business, obviously.
Yes.
I love that idea. So parties are still working for you, huh?
Parties are still working. People are wanting to get together, and they're called pop buys now. They're not necessarily just a party where you would go set up everything and then there's a lot of food and everybody sits around. Pop by is where they almost have like a floating party, but they only come for just a little bit. So the last party that I had, a girl invited her friends over. They could bring their kids. They played Legos on the floor. The husbands were in the kitchen cooking, and we did 30 minutes. That was it. The one before that, she just wanted to meet at Panera. And I brought some of my stuff. We sat it up in a back corner. She had like four friends over. They had a quick dinner. Smelled the scents, because for me, basically, I need to get the scents under their nose.
Yeah, it's important.
And I need to solve
business.
The problems.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, parties are definitely working for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some people that probably just need to hear that, because they don't, you know, they've kind of got this belief that you can't get people together. And I talk all the time, like, people are wanting to get together. You just have to give them a compelling reason why to do it, right? You're getting a little creative with the way. I think there's, you know, once again, like, I think the common theme here is really embracing change, right? And things are always going to be changing, and you're adapting and you're getting creative and resourceful, and it's helping your business.
Yeah. And I feel like you need to ask them what works for them. I have different party types. I can do a home party or a basket party or an online party. And I ask them, what does a party look like for you? And then they tell me, oh, I want to do a Facebook party. I want to do an online party. And then I know how to do that. And the people that are on the Facebook party can actually send things out in the mail for them to try. And then they can just join me online. But another cross-selling thing that you'd asked me about was, we have scents, you know, to smell. So if someone bought something in that scent, I can cross sell them with another product that's in that same scent.
Mm, got it. So kind of,
if you like that
related
scent,
you're
going to love it in this. Yes.
Yeah. And you do that typically at the time of them buying, or do you do it, like, is that all happening right at checkout when they're buying, you're recommending these extra products?
Well, I know in one of your classes, you were teaching that at the very end, like at the checkout, it's really important. That's one of the first times that you can do it. So yes, I do it there, but I also do it in my follow-up. I'll say, I hope that you're really enjoying your black raspberry vanilla, blah, blah, blah. We have it in this, this, and this too, since I know they like it, but I got to hear from them first that they like it. Cause if they like it, then they're going to refer.
So that's that second time we talk about, the two times to do it are at the time of checkout, and then once they've had a positive experience with the product.
Exactly.
For yours, that happens pretty quickly, because all they have to do is just smell it once, and that's the positive experience. But to your point, and so if you had to say, how much has this strategy increased, like, your average order value for a customer?
I think that if someone was normally buying $30 worth, they're probably now doubling what they want, because I can say, oh, well, you can add this, this, and this, you know, we can bundle and save it, and then you'll have more and it'll last longer. So, yeah, I think that the average customers that I see are probably buying more because of the ability to either bundle and save or try new products in that same scent.
Yeah. Now the research, and I quote this all the time, and we do see this in our business, that if you do cross sell additional products, if customers buy more than one product, that also usually leads to better retention of customers. Mm-hmm. Have you seen something similar in your business?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know that you have a good customer when they call you and they're like, you tell me what I need. Mm. Instead of like, I want this, like, tell me what I need.
Why do you think they do that with you?
Because they know I care. They know I care about that experience. They know that I want them to be satisfied. They know that my customer service, I try and keep it A+. And they also know that if they don't like it, I will make it right. So I think I get to know them. I get to know the scents that they like. And sometimes it just blows me away because they're like, hey, I need this, this, and this. Just choose the scents and put it together and just give me your Venmo or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what if they don't like it? But yeah. I don't usually have it because I know my customers. I can go back and see what they've bought before. Yeah. And I also have their sheets of what, you know, problems and things that, you know, problems that can be solved in their life if they have teenagers. And I might throw in like a little extra something for them to try. And then I can ask them later, hey, did you like that little extra something I gave you? What did you think about it? And then they end up buying that too.
Powerful. So I'm going to make a distinction. Because some people are going to hear you say that and they're going to be like, oh, I do the same thing. I care about my customers, right? I provide the best customer service in the world. I'm always there for them. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about caring about your customers. We're talking about caring about the people who buy from you. Mm-hmm. You care about them as a person. You take the time to get to know them and understand their needs. This is what we talk about. You serve people. You service the product. And that's the reason why you're successful, Shannon, because you go the extra mile for people. You genuinely value people in your business. And that's the reason why 15 years later, you know, I talk to a lot of leaders that are not saying the things you're saying to me. They're not, you know, they're not in love with their business anymore and they don't feel passionate about it. And you do because you're just doing the little things. And I think that's important. So I'm curious, what would you say? What would you say to someone listening to this that maybe is like you in that they've been doing this for a while, they've got a big business, it's not anything near what it was 2 to 3 years ago, but they haven't been out there embracing change, doing the things, personally leading the way, but they want to, but it feels really hard to do, right? Like I get it. It can be really hard summoning up that kind of passion again. What would you say to that person that's kind of feeling in a place in their business where she just doesn't really love it anymore?
I don't want people to come off this podcast thinking that it's always been easy for me. It has not. I have also been in hard, stagnant, complacent places as well. And nothing can motivate yourself more than you. And gratitude is somewhere that I always go when I feel stuck and when I feel like I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if that leader is going to do what they say they're going to do. I don't know if this customer is really going to buy from me. I go to gratitude. I go to who is actually buying from me. What am I doing now that I wasn't doing then? Or what can I do now that I did then? Or what can I add? I'm always evaluating what am I doing right now? And if it doesn't work for me, then I need to adapt to something different. But if I go back to when I had success and look at where I am right now and say, well, gosh, I forgot about doing that before. I need to go back to that. I'm just always reevaluating. I'm nurturing relationships. And what people don't understand is that, yes, you might feel stuck and stagnant, but others people do too. So they need you to reach out to them probably more than you think they do. To let them know that you have felt it before, but you also know how to get out of it and you want to get out of it together with them and stay curious in this business. Always be coachable and teachable. Educate yourself and take care of yourself and stay humble. I mean, I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. If you just stay underneath the bar of trying to be the smartest person in the room, and always learn more and more of how you can add value to someone, your business will come back to life, but you have to bring the gratitude back and you've got to look at your systems and say, am I doing what I did when I did have success last? Because if you're not doing the things you did before, then you're probably not experiencing it.
Yeah.
And there are so many people out there. So I tell my team all the time, people are waking up to meet you every day. You just got to open your mouth and have those conversations.
Yeah. So powerful. I pulled two things from what you said. Take responsibility for your own success, right? Stop looking to your team as the people that are supposed to get you to where you want to go and do the things that you be honest with yourself, right? Look at yourself in the mirror. But I love what you said about gratitude. How easy is it for us to look at where the business was 2 to 3 years ago and only focus on the decrease or what isn't here anymore and forget about the fact that we have so much more, even despite that, than we ever thought we would when we started? And so being able to just be grateful for what you have, I actually think that might be one of the starting points of getting you out of your funk and starting to help you move forward in a positive way.
Yeah. I have leaders message me all the time. I need help. I don't know what to do. I can't do this, can't do that. And I'm like, first of all, where's the joy in your business right now? Where do you find joy in your business? What part of it? Is it serving your customers, your team? Where is it? Making samples? Where is it? We need to go there first. And then who can you say thank you to? Who do you owe the success that you had to? Is it your team? Is it your customers? You know, who is it? Who is your biggest cheerleader? It's time to go back and thank them. And yeah, when you start thanking them and, you know, showing so much gratitude, you're going to feel so much better to have those conversations to new people because it's just going to lift you up.
Yeah. And it's like, who can I help today? Right. It's getting out of that transactional mindset and approach. Nobody's buying. Nobody wants to join. Okay. But who can you help? Who could you help today? Who could you start a conversation with that maybe you could offer something to them that could impact their life? And maybe that thing that you offer them isn't your product or business. But when we get ourselves in that mindset of serving and focusing on other people's needs, it gives us the courage to start taking those steps. And that's where the momentum shows up. And so you're a credit, Shannon, because you're always taking those steps. So I want to thank you for being here. And I'm just excited that everybody gets a chance to meet you and hear from you. And, you know, thanks so much for sharing your story with everybody.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So here's the question that I have for you. What skills are you working on right now in your business to get better? Look, I don't care where you are. You could be, you know, brand new or someone that has no team, or you could be like Shannon, somebody with a huge team that's been a leader for a while, always working on growing yourself and figuring out what are the things that I need to do different is so, so important to your success. And so I just want to give a huge shout out to Shannon. And a reminder, if you happen to be listening to this at the time of us publishing this, we've got something really exciting coming up in a few weeks. Our brand new program, Transform, starts in just a matter of days on May 1st. And so if you haven't had a chance to grab your spot yet so you can learn these two strategies that Shannon talks about in her interview, you'll learn them in Transform. So we'll put the link in the show notes. But as always, thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you got a lot of value out of this interview today. And I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.